Nerds.
All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds.
I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. I just want to take a second and thank Indeed for sponsoring today's episode. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out that job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, you're going to learn how top performers hack their focus. We're going to talk about the Pomodoro technique and how it is so powerful, how as an entrepreneur, it is essential to understand how to stay focused on the task at hand and how the Pomodoro technique will help you do that. So we're going to talk about focus. We're going to talk about the Pomodoro technique. We're going to talk about task prioritization. We're going to go into some advanced ideas. We're going to talk about the psychology of peak performance and ultimately wrap up with what the Pomodoro technique can do for you and your business. So let's talk about something that every ambitious person struggles with: focus. In the age of endless notifications and always on expectations, deep, uninterrupted concentration is the new superpower. If you're like me, you've probably tried every productivity hack under the sun, but the simple truth is that most of them are just band-aids on a bullet wound. Enter the Pomodoro technique. Don't let the quirky name fool you. This isn't some cute little management trick. It's a battle-tested system. system that top performers across industries use to unlock their peak productivity. And today I'm going to show you how to wield it like a weapon to conquer your most challenging tasks and reclaim your focus. Now, what the heck is a Pomodoro? If you're picturing a delicious Italian dish, you're not entirely wrong. The name comes from those tomato-shaped kitchen timers. But in this context, it's a simple yet powerful time management method. So the Pomodoro technique is as follows. 5 steps just to kick us off. 1, choose your task. Decide what you're going to focus on. 2, set a timer. 25 minutes is the classic Pomodoro, but you can adjust. 3, work with focus. No distractions allowed. 4, short break. Take 5 minutes to recharge. And 5, after 4 Pomodoros, take a longer break, 15 to 30 minutes, and then repeat. Now, why isn't this just another productivity fad? Listen, I've tried countless productivity hacks, but the Pomodoro technique is really the one that stuck. So I'm just going to give you those 5 steps one more time, and then we're going to keep going. So 1, choose your task, decide what you're going to focus on. 2, set a timer. 25 minutes is the classic, but you can adjust. 3, work with focus, no distractions allowed. 4, take a short break, 5 minutes to recharge. And then 5, after 4 Pomodoros, take a longer break. Now, why is this technique a non-negotiable in my toolkit? It trains your brain, so it teaches you how to focus deeply and resist distractions. This skill alone is honestly worth its weight in gold. It builds momentum, so small wins throughout the day really do create a sense of accomplishment, and they fuel your motivation. And it prevents burnout, so the built-in breaks help you avoid decision fatigue and maintain a sustainable pace. Now, don't just use any timer to do this. Like, I'm a fan of Pomofocus. It's a web-based tool. There's a ton. Go Google Pomodoro timer, but they have a little bit of gamification involved to keep you engaged. But the point is, you can find a timer that works for you. Now, at its core, the Pomodoro technique is elegant in its simplicity. Remember, choose a task, set a timer, work with intention, take a short break, and repeat. Now, why does this work? Because our brains weren't built for marathon focus sessions. They crave novelty and rest. And when you work in short, intense bursts with intentional breaks, you align with your natural rhythms and tap into a state of flow where work feels effortless and time melts away. And the Pomodoro technique isn't just for individual contributors or people that are trying to work a 9-to-5. It is truly a game changer for entrepreneurs and leaders. And this is why. Because it busts decision fatigue. As a founder or an executive, your day is filled with endless decisions. By chunking your work into Pomodoros, you conserve mental energy and make higher quality choices. It's a project accelerator. When you break down complex projects into manageable chunks, each Pomodoro becomes a mini milestone, propelling you forward and building momentum. And then lastly, there's the get it done mentality that comes with the Pomodoro technique. The ticking timer creates a sense of urgency and laser focus. It eliminates procrastination and it truly unlocks your peak performance. Now, the key to Pomodoro success lies in choosing the right tasks, because not all work is created equal, and some activities are better suited for focus sprints than others. So here is how to prioritize your Pomodoro session. And I'm going to give you a caveat, because each one of these ideas will be its own podcast, but I'm just going to touch on them briefly so that you understand, because it relates to the Pomodoro technique, how to choose the best tasks to work on. So there are 3 things, there's many, but there are 3 very good frameworks that you can use to help you choose the right tasks to work on. So there is the Eisenhower Matrix, the one big thing, or themifying your days. So the Eisenhower Matrix is a classic framework to categorize your tasks into 4 quadrants. Urgent and important but not urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. Prioritize Pomodoros for quadrant 1, urgent and important, and schedule quadrant 2, important but not urgent tasks for future sessions.
Nerds!
All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. Nerd Wallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. Nerd Wallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds!
I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you.
I just want to take a second and thank Indeed for sponsoring today's episode. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out that job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. The second framework, the One Big Thing framework, or OBT. Identify the single most impactful task you can complete today and dedicate your first Pomodoro to it. This could also be called Eat the Frog. Do the hardest thing right in the morning. This sets a powerful tone for the day, and it ensures that you tackle your most important work when your energy levels are highest. And the last framework, theme your days. So instead of randomly selecting tasks, dedicate specific days to certain types of work. For example, Monday could be strategy day, Tuesday could be marketing day, and so on. This creates a sense of rhythm that allows you to batch similar tasks, which maximizes your efficiency. Now, let's go beyond the basics. Think Pomodoro 2.0. So basic Pomodoro is the foundation. Now we're building the penthouse suite. So these are some strategies that can help you supercharge your Pomodoro. So you can apply a thematic Pomodoro. So instead of working on random tasks, you can group similar activities together. For example, you can dedicate a block of Pomodoros to creative work and switch to strategic planning, followed by communication. This minimizes context switching and allows you to tap into a state of flow more easily. You can apply a Pomodoro sprint. So for high priority projects, schedule multiple Pomodoros back to back with short breaks in between. So this intense focus can lead to breakthroughs and rapid progress. Just remember, schedule the long recovery period after. You can apply a Pomodoro review. So at the end of each day, take a few minutes to review your completed Pomodoros. What worked well? Where did you get stuck? This self-reflection helps you optimize your system and identify areas for improvement. And lastly, the Pomodoro pause. So if you hit a wall during a Pomodoro, don't force it. Take a short break, step away from your work, and return with fresh eyes. Sometimes the best way to move forward is to take a step back. Now, while the Pomodoro technique can be done with a simple kitchen timer, there are tons of apps and tools designed to enhance your experience. So you can have a Focus Keeper, which is a minimalist app that tracks your Pomodoros. It provides customizable settings and generates reports to track your progress. You can use Forest, which is a unique app that gamifies the Pomodoro technique by allowing you to plant virtual trees that grow as you work. If you leave the app, your tree dies. And the Pomodone app. This is a powerful tool that integrates with task management systems like Asana and Trello, and it allows you to track your Pomodoros directly within your project workflow. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is the psychology of peak performance, because we're learning all these frameworks, but there is some science behind it. So as I'm sure you're aware, the Pomodoro is more than just a time management system. There's a reason why it works, right? There's a reason why it taps into how us as humans like to work. So what does it actually do? Well, it helps you ruthlessly prioritize, because the Pomodoro technique focuses on one task. It forces you to choose this one task to focus on at a time. So embrace this constraint as an opportunity to identify your most important work and eliminate distractions. It forces you to embrace deep work. So during your Pomodoro, commit to a state of deep work. Close your email, silence your phone, eliminate all distractions. This is your time to create, innovate, and make meaningful progress. It helps you ritualize your breaks. So use your short breaks to recharge and refocus. Step away from your desk, stretch your legs, meditate, grab a healthy snack. Avoid the temptation to check your email or social media. These activities can derail your focus and disrupt your flow. And lastly, celebrate your wins. So at the end of each Pomodoro, acknowledge your accomplishments. Celebrate the small victories. They always do add up to big results. So by working in focused bursts and taking intentional breaks, you're essentially rewiring your brain for optimal performance. Here's what's actually happening behind the scenes. You're getting a dopamine detox, because constant distractions and multitasking flood our brains with dopamine. This creates a craving for novelty and instant gratification. The Pomodoro technique helps break this cycle by encouraging deep focus and delayed rewards. It helps you enter flow state, because when you're fully immersed in a task, you enter a state of flow, which is a magical zone where time disappears and creativity flourishes. Pomodoros are the perfect length for triggering this state and unlocking peak performance, and it helps you with your mental resilience. By constantly pushing through challenging tasks and taking intentional breaks, you build mental stamina and the ability to bounce back from setbacks. This resilience is essential for navigating the ups and downs of entrepreneurship. So what's the bottom line? The Pomodoro technique isn't just a productivity hack. It's a mental training program for entrepreneurs. It rewires your brain to thrive in the chaos of business, giving you the focus, resilience, and creative energy needed to build something truly extraordinary. By mastering the mental game of Pomodoro, you'll unlock a level of performance you never thought possible. You'll become the calm at the center of the storm, and the visionary who can execute with unwavering focus. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds. I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, spreadsheets, no more lost receipts. And the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of lattes. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you.
I just want to take a second and thank Indeed for sponsoring today's episode. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out that job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.